Let's start this edition with a glamorous moment as the Rua 1 FM yesterday celebrated academic excellency by rewarding 20 pupils from the districts of West Nile with essential scholastic items. The initiative aimed at fostering education and supporting families saw pupils receive mattresses, basins and buckets. Religa Jonathan, the news editor, Rua 1 FM, revealed the station's commitment towards the initiative.
Part of our programming to appreciate success because we want to be contributors to development. Our vision is to be contributors of progress and development in our community. We want to supplement government's efforts as well in making sure that progress and wealth creation becomes part and parcel of our country. We hatched this particular plan of mobilizing the resources that we could through our good friends, including the two members of parliament elect, to support this particular initiative. As a company, the Vision Group, for that matter, was able to mobilize a small resource envelope to support the efforts of these candidates of 2025.
Father Andima William, the Arua Diocesan Youth Chaplain, who blessed the gifts, advised the children not to join bad peer groups.
I want to thank Arua 1 for rewarding these pupils who did well in their PLE. And as they go and start their secondary education, I would kindly advise them to continue to work hard. One thing to reward parents is a good result, which also motivates parents and makes the parents happy. But as you go to school, for you to work hard, you need to be disciplined. So keep up, because we look into you, future doctors, we look into future accountants, teachers, journalists. And then also to parents, I urge you, please, let us have the spirit of saving. What you have out of your sweat, do not spend it all. Think about children. Save for them. There's a time when you will no longer be strong. What will you use at your old age? So also keep doing that savings.
Ombere Raymond Obiai, Arua City Principal Education Officer, who was the guest of honor, expressed satisfaction with Arua 1 FM for promoting education. Ombere said it is those who work hard that are celebrated, encouraging the pupils to work hard and be disciplined. Some recipients of the gifts expressed happiness after receiving their gifts. Parents of the rewarded pupils conveyed their heartfelt gratitude to Arua 1 FM and its partners.
Major Felix Dralekoi, I'm a retired major of UPDF. I'm so happy for Arua 1. You know, I was wondering, now that my child who sat in the Oasis has performed very well, he got aggregate 5. What am I going to do for this boy? Now, when I heard your announcement that you are going to reward the best performing students, I said, oh, wow, this is very good. At least a burden has been removed from me by Arua 1. No wonder you are number one in West Nile.
My name is Bazaleo. I'm a guardian to Mungus Liberty, a pupil of Lugwar Primary School, who scored the aggregate of 9. It's a very good initiative which can really encourage other learners to perform well in the upcoming examinations. To the pupils, it has come when they are not aware. If they continue to perform well, such rewards will continue to come.
My name is Adibo Gilbert, a parent to Alema Bryan, who finished from Mami Zikia Primary School in Adjumani. This is the first initiative I have witnessed that such rewards are being given to the best performing students. These alone are the reward, and the awards given to these pupils generally will impact and will motivate them more.
However, in Pakwach District, the decline of performance in primary leaving examination and Uganda Certificate of Education is worrying education stakeholders. Recently, the Uganda Certificate of Education results came out, but none of the students managed to score from 5 to 8 A's. Most of them managed to get B's and C's, with majority getting E's. According to the senior education officer, Rupeni Ronald, The performances are not good except the 4 and 5 that Pajobi Primary School got in the PLE examinations. Rupin confirmed that the learners excelled in mathematics and English.
Our children performed so well in mathematics and English.
According to the head teacher, Wang Kawa Primary School, Okumu Ronald, the introduction of the new curriculum at both levels affected the performance of learners. Manholes